The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Welcome, Tuesday, another day, and we'll see what happens. There seems to be a little movement, we'll talk more about this later on tonight, that the UK is now saying they will not grant Zelensky the green light to attack Russia in depth, deep into Russia, with their Storm Shadow missiles, unless the United States gives Zelensky the green light to do so as well. So that's a big development, and it does appear that, I won't say cooler heads have prevailed, but power politics has perhaps shifted in a more constructive direction momentarily. We'll have to wait and see. All right, in general, Frosty Wildrews is up tonight first, and I want to just start out by saying that I, like many of you, and this goes for you living halfway around the world, you've seen a change, a tremendous change, probably in your civilian populace as well as ours, of the baseline intellectual fabric of competence that we used to have here. People are now manifesting the end game of having been taught and conditioned and programmed for decades to be reactive. This is now a Pavlovian society. There are exceptions, but generally speaking, when you stare at a screen, on average, as a culture, for 4.5 hours a day, and that's social media for the most part on your cell phone, you're not a competent species anymore. You're looking, you're reacting. You're looking, you're reacting. And if you do anything at all, you try to post something that may cause reactions in other people. This is a bankrupt way to live life. You're supposed to be, we're supposed to be, proactive in our thinking, constructive, creative in our evaluation and analyses. And what do we have? We have people literally memorizing and reiterating and spewing the same old crap that they find online that somebody is pushing. Whether it's true or not doesn't matter. They'll adopt it if it's catchy or comforting to them to do so, and that'll be part of their personality. We don't have the kind of American intelligence that we used to have 50 years ago. It's gone. Look at the graduating high school tests from 1949, I think, as you can find them online. Look at the questions. You think even a college graduate can answer some of those questions? No, they can't. So the dumbing down of America has been an overwhelming and awesome success. I hate to say it, but that's one of the reasons you don't find Americans rising up. They don't have it anymore, intellectually, mentally, emotionally. 80% of them have been injected with the Pfizer and Moderna death shots, which is what they are, and it is taking a toll on them mentally. We've got the prion issue. We know all about that. The spike will cause a normal protein to misfold, becoming a prion protein. And that prion protein will go on and cause other normal proteins to misfold as well. And when they end up in the brain, they begin destroying the cells in your brain. Your hippocampus contains most of your memory, your biological memory from your life experience, and those are like little biological hard drives. And when the spike gets in there and attaches to them, it begins to destroy them, these cells, and the body's not able to replace them. So those literal experiences in your life are gone. So what do you draw upon to make your decisions and to map out your approach to what's being done to us? What do you draw upon? You have less and less all the time. And for God's sakes, if you look at the mainstream media and think you're going to be informed, good luck. It's all programming, brainwashing, conditioning, and it's Pavlovian all the way. All right, I got a little off the track there. I'm sorry, but let's bring Frosty back, as he was on 2 weeks ago, just back from his trip. He always goes on these wonderful excursions. He sees a lot. He probably knows more about this culture than most anybody I can think of, because he has literally walked through it, ridden through it, conversed with it, interacted with it, and taken incredible notes in his mind about what he sees. Hello, my friend. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jeff, and just a good evening and a good day to everyone listening to this broadcast, not only here but in Canada and around the world. There's no question about what you're saying. As a matter of fact, I was a teacher back in the 70s, and we were, encouraged to keep our jobs, to pass people who were not, they were not living up to the standards of education back in the early 70s, right through the 70s itself. And at the time, I remember we would find out, and I taught in the inner city for 2 years, and we did IQ tests, and the average for America was 100 IQ. It's now down to around 97 if you look it up. I'm being generous. Dropping quite quickly. And again, my 18,000 miles of travel this summer through 30 states and 20 major cities, you can literally see the crumbling of the pavement. You can see the crumbling of the bridges. You can see the crumbling of and the lack of care for, like, rest areas. You see trash everywhere. And when you see so much trash, it means that those are the people that don't care about the land. They don't care about themselves, and they don't care about their surroundings. And when you see that much trash, and so much disrepair, if you will, that means that particular society, that kind of a civilization, doesn't care about itself. And if you look at places like Haiti, and again, I've traveled, you know, all over the planet. I've gotten to see good societies and bad societies and poor societies and overwhelmed societies and dictatorial societies. I mean, I've gotten to see them all. And what I'm seeing, and I think, and I would invite everyone to go to rinse.com under my category, and I have a 5-part series there called America's Growing Nightmare. And you'll see some of the aspects of what I saw, and I guess you could call it a short course in history. What I'm trying to do as a citizen journalist, one who observes and who observes so much more around the world. I mean, I've been there, done that. I mean, 96 countries, 6 continents, probably gives me a little bit of perspective. And so when you see a place like Haiti, which the people live in utter illiteracy, the schools don't function, gangs and drugs and rapes and a complete lack of civil society. And then
rape
you
is
see,
considered a normal behavior, Frosty, as you know. It's normal for them to rape little girls. Normal.
Right. That's exactly correct. If you go to Thailand, I mean, I've been in Thailand. You can't believe the sexual deviance going on over there. But the really frustrating thing for me is that we here in America, at one time, we enjoyed standards. They started being torn down in the 70s and have continued. And it started right. with affirmative action, and now it's called DEI, and then it's called critical race theory. And everything to tear down the fabric of America. And then you see the Palestinian Hamas flags at Georgetown University. I got to see George Washington's statue covered in stickers and desecrated and trashed, and a Muslim flag around his head, and a Palestinian flag draped all over his shoulders. That's our founding father. That's George Washington, a man that gave his life for his country, along with, you know, all of Ben Franklin and all of the patriots that created this country. And the one thing that America did back in 1776 was to create a new government. Previous to that, it was always top-down. King, queen, royalty, monarchs, and so forth, or dictators, and then the poor slob on the bottom just picks up the scraps. Whereas the U.S. Constitution, we the people get to elect those that are going to lead, and we want to have the best leaders possible. And that's not happening right now, and I think it's not happening because we, the people, have been sitting on our butts watching the elites take over the U.S. government, the criminality of the U.S. government. History will show you that women like Nancy Pelosi is just a high-priced crook. And the reason all the consequences are going on is because the majority of the House of Representatives, led by people like Maxine Waters, who has the IQ of a bumblebee, and the rest of them, they simply are not functioning toward the betterment of the American people, and so that's what you see happening, and that's what I got to see. You can't imagine what it's like in Chicago right now. You could get hit in the South Chicago with a stray bullet in a heartbeat. Well, the same thing's going on in Denver, Colorado right now. We've got 40,000 illegal aliens running around the streets, stealing, shoplifting. I mean, it's unsafe. We've got gangs now going around in Denver and Aurora, actually, but all over, really. But what I'm trying to say here is that what I have seen, I put it in this five-part series, and we're being destabilized. And what I'm saying is, why does the U.S. government hate the American people? And why does the U.S. government try to destroy us? Because those people in the U.S. government right now, they're not doing their jobs. They're not adhering to the U.S. Constitution. They're not securing our borders. None of them. I mean, there's a few, Josh Hawley maybe, and then you've got Tom Cotton, whom I respect because of his service to the United States military, and those who care. There's a few of them fighting. But if you look at it, the anti-American Democrats are incapable of understanding that an illegal alien does not become a part of a national community by unlawfully entering it any more than a thief becomes an owner of property by stealing it. And yet that's what's going on. So Springfield, Ohio, and my best friend, whom I just saw two nights ago, Rick Hoyne, he was born in Springfield, Ohio. He's appalled. It's a small town of 58,000, but Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have dumped a minimum of 15,000 illiterate Haitians. And you have to understand, Haiti can't function, doesn't function, and does not have a civil society because it's an illiterate society. And because it's so illiterate that it literally cannot perform and create a civil society. And so when you pump 15,000 of those illiterate people, and it's not their fault, it's their condition, do you have any idea what they're going to do with Springfield, Ohio? And I heard Devine, the Ohio governor tonight. The guy is so out of touch with reality, and he was interviewing with, I forget who he was interviewing with, he's just full of horse feathers. He's a leader that's out of touch with reality, because nothing about what's happening in Springfield, Ohio is going to come to good. The same reason that what's happened to Chicago is not coming to good. It's not going to transform into good. And what's happened in Detroit, Michigan, where I worked for 20 years, it's not and has not and is not becoming good, because it's no longer American. You have to understand that. And so when you take the same thing out there in San Francisco with 50,000 homeless and another 170,000 homeless in Los Angeles, and I got to see this, folks, nothing good is going to come to that. And so I can say this absolutely without a question in my mind. As an American citizen, I've loved my country, I've served my country, I've taught students to be good citizens. I've done everything I can to contribute to America and the betterment of America, because I love America. I love this country. I love the people of this country, the legal ones, the ones that care themselves, the ones that pick up trash and do the things that Americans do to maintain, paint your house, care about your community, get involved. The fact is, we have let these people who are the elites, if you will, the ones that actually want to now start governing from the top down instead of we the people from the bottom up. And once that occurs, that's called a dictatorship. It's called a monarchy. It's called a divine right of kings. I mean, it's called Stalin. It's called Mussolini. It's called Mao, Tsitung. And I've been to China. I mean, it's unbelievably horrible. And yet right now, Kamala Harris and her dementia-ridden, Biden have allowed over 200,000 Chinese, young Chinese males into this country.
Well, they're CCP.
Oh, this is all going to work out pretty well?
No, they're PLA, CCP. Everybody knows it. There are 5.5 million Chinese already living here with passports. I guess you'd call it whatever, residence.
Oh, they're chain migrating.
I don't know how it works.
They're chain migrating at an extraordinary rate of speed. And so what I'm saying is Springfield, Ohio is the beginning of what's coming to all of our neighborhoods.
Right,
and if Kamala Harris gets in and she opens those borders even wider than she has in the last, and some of the best estimates are no less than 12 million, but as high as 21 million illegal aliens that have no affinity to the United States of America, could care less, will never, ever have any patriotic appreciation and or even want to contribute to this society. I mean, for those of you who don't know, there's over 45 million people in this country on food stamps.
Frosty, I want to underscore what you just said. They will never think America first in any fashion, if they think at all. You're right. Not going to happen.
That's exactly correct. And what's happening to America when the entirety of the media and the entirety of the Democratic Party and the liberal Democratic universities and even Homeland Security, by a guy who's not even an American, it's Mayorkas, he's a Cuban. He's an immigrant, for heaven's sakes. They not only welcome, but they facilitate the immigrant invasion of our country.
Right.
And it's overturning the United States of America and literally turning us into another country that is simply going to be in conflict with itself. We're talking, there's no way to have, you can't reason with a Haitian. They don't have the capacity. With a 68 IQ, with not even a third or fourth grade education, how do you think you're going to reason with them? How do you think they're going to become a part of the fabric of American society? The fact is, they can't. It's the same thing with the Somalians. And I was just in Minneapolis this summer, folks. It's called Somaliland. I know I've said it before. They don't participate. Because why? They're illiterate. They can't. They're simply not a part of our way of life. And they don't want to be. They really don't want to be. And if you go to New York City right now, you're lucky if you get to hear English spoken. And when when the language of a country is destroyed, then the fabric of the country and the communication of the citizens of that country becomes the Tower of Babel. And you all know that biblical story. And so that's what's happening to us. So I can say this as an American citizen, as somebody who's seen and heard and written about and all the things that I've done for the last 50 years, I don't think we're going to survive this thing if we don't stop it. And I'm not even sure if we stop mass immigration. I was asked, how do you stop it? Personally, we have to stop all immigration into the United States. We do not need another immigrant. We don't need a legal one. We don't need an illegal one. And I'm personally in favor of employing, U.S. Code 8, Section 1324. Go in and go after and deport all 30 or 40 million illegal aliens. We don't need them. We don't want them. They're absolute. They are just destroying our society. They're destroying our language. They're destroying our schools and our ability to educate our own people.
Absolutely. That's
true. And again, you and I, the people who work, and I've worked my whole life, and I'm proud that I've worked in many different ways that I've worked, but I've always paid my taxes. I've always contributed. I always go to city council meetings. I participate. And the fact is, there's 42 to 45 million Americans subsisting on food stamps. Those are the people that didn't finish high school. Those are the people that got into drugs or got drunk or got into everything else under the sun, and they're not participating. What happens when we get another 45 million people who are completely illiterate? What happens when the national, you go on and look it up online, 540,000 Americans are homeless. What happens when it gets to be a million, and then that keeps growing? Is there any chance for us to maintain a civil and viable society? Because the fact is, if we're not working, if we have so many people not working, then the society starts to get torn down and the trash piles up. But I'm using trash as the metaphor. What I'm saying here is, there's no way that you fix the fences. There's no way you repair the canals. You don't repair the bridges. You don't repair the inner cities. You just get more and more of those who simply do not function in our society, and then our society starts to rot, and it is rotting right now. And Jeff, the fact is, Springfield, Ohio, is a self imposed by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, suicide of that small Springfield, Ohio city. And even the
city of 60,000,
they're not able to solve it.
No. And they're sending the FBI in there to try to calm things down. And what they're doing is hassling Americans for not making those people feel welcome. You know the game. You all know the game.
The game is, these people deserve a right to pursue the American dream. Well, they don't have a right to cross our borders illegally in violation of our laws, which they did. And then now they're saying, they're legal. It's because Joe Biden gave him, I think, TPS, temporary status. Horse feathers. Yeah. They're illegal. They don't belong here. They need to go back to their own country and fight for their own country and solve their own country's problems and not create more of a nightmare for us, because Springfield, Ohio, there's no solution to allowing those 15,000 Haitians to remain there any more than you have that 170,000 illegals in New York City, costing us over $150 billion a year, and the same thing going on here in Denver, but the same thing going on in L.A.
Ludicrous.
At some point, we, the American people, either get out there and do something, say something, speak up, knock on your senators' doors, vote them out if they're as useless as my two senators, Hickenlooper, Bennett, Polis, who's the governor. They're all open borders. They're all sanctuary city, and they are destroying Denver.
Well, they're communists.
Have destroyed Denver.
Yes. All right, hold on, Frosty. Hold on. We've got to take a little break. Lots to think about here as we watch this plan unfold. Remember, this is all by design. These people didn't just happen to end up in Springfield. They were placed there by the Harris O'Biden regime. Back in a minute with Frosty Wooldridge. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Frosty. And everyone knows Springfield, Ohio now, if you're paying attention at all. There are now more reports, more videos of Haitians, these black Haitians with their 50 to 60 IQ. They're now grilling cats. A video. I just saw a video half an hour ago. But literally that. Cats on the grill. So I don't know where this is going to end, but if people defend their pets from these people, the American citizen is going to get charged with something. I guarantee it. They'll claim God knows what. This is really crazy. So the FBI is there. They're targeting Americans. Yoichi Shimatsu wrote a very good paper about dogs are standard dinner fare for many of the, not just Haitians, many of the immigrant groups coming into the U.S. on the backs of Biden and the camel. Come on. Anyhow, it's getting worse. It's not getting better. And it's like patient zero. You're going to see this spread, as Frosty made quite clear, and correctly so. It could come to your town. It's in the next few months, it depends. If these walking malignancies are put into your town, your community will die. That's what's going to happen. There's no way to integrate this. Go ahead.
There is no way to integrate it. And let me show you how Biden and all of his cohorts and Kamala Harris, the DHS started up a flight program. They were flying all of these people, illegals, into America from Cuba, from Haiti, from Nicaragua, from Venezuela. It totaled, up until a month ago, 320,000 illegals, literally dumped any and everywhere. Haitians, of course, exactly. And then it was cut off because of, there was the program paused to do because of potentially massive fraud. Well, it is massive fraud. But just in the last, I think, 2 weeks, Biden-Harris have restarted the program, and they're bringing in 30,000 migrants virtually every month under this two-year, they call it work permits, so long as they pass the vetting process. There is no vetting process. This is a carte blanche, and I mean it's just bring them in. And again, our lowest and uneducated American citizens are getting absolutely burned out of jobs. And these people, even if they take them, they're going to be on welfare because once they have they've got an automatic citizenship. And that, I mean, we literally are having literally millions of dollars pay for anchor babies right now. Yeah. I did a story on it. It's way in the back of Rents in the archives. But you can't believe when you have an anchor baby and you're an illegal alien, the mother gets free food, Section 8 housing, and she gets heating, and she gets transport, and her kid gets to have schooling from kindergarten all the way to 18, and that kid gets to have free breakfasts and lunches. You and I are paying for that. And again, I know I've said it before, but I really want everyone to understand that the third world adds 83 million new babies net gain every single day of the year. Excuse me, every year. 83 million new babies net gain every year in the world. So there is no way to save all those starving babies. There's no way to save any of those countries because they won't save themselves.
Happen. That's right.
And so, and again, I don't know how to make it any clearer. If we, the American people, and the Canadian people, I mean that moron that's heading up Canada right now, Justin Trudeau, he's an idiot. This guy is an idiot. He literally has no grasp of what he's doing to Canada. The same reason of what happened to Europe. I mean, Europe just killed itself. And Douglas Murray, whom I have tremendous respect for as a tremendous speaker, but also a journalist, he wrote the book, The Strange Death of Europe, by Douglas Murray. It was a bestseller, and I read it. And I've lived it. I've been to Europe three times. I've seen it. I mean, they've got Africans up on the in Narvik in Norway Narvik. That's on the Arctic Circle, folks. They're sticking all these people that have no business being anywhere in Norway, and they're all on welfare. In fact, even Switzerland, its African and Middle Eastern immigrants are on welfare, total 100% welfare, 10 years after they got to Switzerland. They have now been cutting off any further immigration into Switzerland because it's a tiny, tiny country. Right. So this thing's going to
backwash. Let's not forget Hungary. Hungary's been very valiant in standing up to this invasion.
Orban, yeah. You got to give
the European country.
Viktor Orban, you got to give him, he's got a pair. We need to have leaders in this country, not only the president of the United States, we've got to have senators and House members that actually care about the United States of America. Because right now, they're all, I mean, you get nitwits like Elizabeth Warren. I mean, you get morons like Sanders, Bernie Sanders. He's useless. He's not serving America. He never has.
No.
And so if we continue to allow these people, these things like this DHS flights coming into this country, and it's all on your dime. I mean, these airplanes, they're not cheap. They're jet airplanes, and the captains that fly them and the planes themselves and all the costs are absolutely unbelievable. And why do you think we're $35 trillion in debt? What happens when those markers are brought in by the big banks? I mean, again, we're building up such a consequence in this country that literally nothing is going to solve it. At some point, there will be a fail-safe point where we will not be able to save ourselves.
You're right. Mm-hmm. By the way, the Chicago Tribune is claiming that Trump and Vance are lying about Haitians eating pets. They're saying it's a lie. So you have to understand that the major media outlets in this country are completely deceiving the public. At all steps. It's just very little truth to what they say. And
well,
be careful.
A guaranteed
just be
fact.
Careful.
It's a guaranteed fact that what I'm sharing with you as an American citizen, having traveled all over this country this summer, and having traveled all over this country literally every year of my life, most years of my life, I'm bringing you the facts. I don't have to have a bias. I'm not getting paid. What's coming down on this country, and what is astounding to me, is that men like David Muir or Nora O'Donnell or Lester Holt, who I have appreciation for, but he is also a part of the fact that at NPR, Scott Simon, I mean Terry Gross, you can go right on down the line, Steve Inskeep. These people are not educating the American people. They're not educating you as to what you and your family are facing, because either they're cowards or they're bought off or they have a totally different mindset and they think it's all going to work out. I'm sorry, that Ohio Governor DeVine, he's one of them. Because he said, we got challenges. He's calling them challenges. Challenges. We're talking nightmares. We're talking conflict. We're talking cultural conflict. We're talking linguistic conflict.
We're talking death in the streets.
You know, they're eating cats and dogs. I mean, you know, everybody's all freaked out. But I've seen in the third world, I've seen them. They string out the cats and the dogs, and they're sitting there, their arms and legs are strung out in these big circles in these third world countries where I've traveled. I mean, little poor dogs and cats, they eat them. That's what they do.
Well,
and,
South Korea, too, they have an issue with pets. I think cats in South Korea.
Yep.
Cats, I believe,
China.
Are a delicacy.
They are.
Anyway.
And so the thing is, if you think you're not going to be affected by this, you better start getting educated, because the mainstream media, and that is the David Muirs and the Terry Grosses, and certainly Nora O'Donnell, she's pretty and all that, but she's not giving you the facts. And you can get, again, Lester Holt. He is so far on out in left field. It's almost like they're just spreading icing on the cake, but the cake is crumbling.
I know. He's ridiculous. Yeah. It's all ridiculous. Understand, it's all part of the same matrix of disinformation, all of it. Yeah. All the mainstream media. And now we have, tragically, the alt-news world is just as bad, but in the inverse. The alt-news world is full of so many frauds and phonies and disinformation pieces that are spun out there, allegedly under high-level scientific scrutiny. It's not true. You've got to be very careful in the alt-news world. The little flat earthers are still out there. The no virus people are still out there. This is the same mentality. It's
That's
weird.
Right. It is. And they're not changing.
No. I
don't
know what can be done.
You're never going to get the facts from any of the mainstream media.
Never.
NPR, PBS, ABC, NBC, CNN. None of it. And what's amazing to me is they have intellectual morons like a Joy Reid spewing all of her crap.
No, appalling.
You wonder, how does anybody listen to that? And yet, she's got some kind of an audience. And you sit here and you got Hillary Clinton coming out there, and everybody is, you know, I don't care if you like Trump or you don't like Trump, but to call him a threat, and everybody, they're actually praising that he almost got killed again for a second time. It's very possible that Donald Trump may get assassinated in the next 50 days because it's, you know, you only have to be successful once.
I concur.
Been two.
The next time, if there is a next time, I have a feeling they're going to make sure. They're not going to miss. They're not going
to
bungle
right.
it. I were him, I'd be riding railroad trains instead of taking planes. Planes have a habit of occasionally falling down. It's too easy to bring one down. It's all
RPG will bring down any big jet. No question about it.
Yeah.
So
what a world.
Yeah, I have lived a happy life, a good life, a positive life, a contributing life.
Well, you've led by example. That's the best life you can lead.
And that's exactly right. And I enjoyed and I got to be educated by teachers, male and female, and principals and coaches. And it's because back in the 50s and the 60s, you actually have standards. When you have affirmative action or DEI, you have no standards. There's no meritocracy anymore. It's top down.
Correct.
And nothing in the end succeeds from top down unless it comes out of the barrel of a gun. That's called communism. It's called Marxism. It's called fascism. When you have a republic like we have, you know, a constitutional republic, it's the greatest gift you could have ever been born into. And yet we are watching it, and we're doing nothing, and seeing it slip away at an incredible rate of speed. When it comes to historical perspective, it took Rome 400 years to fall. I think we're going to be lucky if we make it through another 10 or 20 years.
I concur.
Yeah.
I do. Frosty, when you go out there, 80% of America has been injected with the Pfizer Moderna shots.
Yep,
for the 80%, most part.
That's correct.
Other brands. What do you see out there? What do you sense in people as far as their energy, people used to be, there's a word, vivacious. People used to be full of energy and happiness and sparkle, spontaneity. Are you seeing any of that? I'm not. I don't see much of anything like that at all anymore. I don't even see people laughing anymore.
There is almost a spiritual sadness in this country. When I go work out every day at the Buchanan Rec Center in Evergreen, Colorado. And I see a lot of people swimming. I do my swim and I do my weightlifting and I do my my track time. And literally I talk to a lot of guys, but I talk to some of the women. They shake their heads. And of course, many of them read all of my columns. Mm-hmm. And they're very up to date and very educated, and they just shake their heads, and most Americans are shaking their heads, but the problem is they're not voting. Half of the American people don't vote in a national election.
40% of America last year, Frosty, did not read a single book. 40%.
Right. Oh, yeah. Even the average college grad only reads one book a year. Yeah. High school, it's like, say, 40%. And, yeah. and so the lesser we educate ourselves, the more intellectually vacant that we are, that we become, that we're becoming, that we already mm-hmm. are. And again, if you can go to 195 countries and you can look up the IQs. There's actually, go on a website, just IQ of Somalia. Well, it's 68. IQ of America is 97. IQ of Canada is, I think, about 101. Every country that has an IQ that's, mm-hmm. you know, 90, 70, 60, I think the lowest is like 58. The lower the IQ, the collective IQ of a country, the lower the standard of living, lower the success rate, the more corrupt the leaders and the governance, because the people just don't have the brain power to be able to participate. And so
no, they're out of the game.
Is a total
that's
failure.
Right.
If we keep going in that same direction, we'll find ourselves in the middle of a Congo or a Somalian kind of country, where it's lawless, because it's right now it is lawless. We have 30-40 million illegal aliens in this country, and it's lawless. We've got absolutely lawless administrators. Anybody think Nancy Pelosi is law abiding? I mean, she is a bald faced liar and a crook. And Maxine Waters,
and
the
don't
same.
Forget, she's also a drunk like Mad Max.
Oh, exactly. I mean, too many parties. She slurs her words. She's got dementia herself. And then you have a man like Joe Biden. His wife, Jill, knew he had dementia. She knew he had Alzheimer's 4 years ago. And yet the lust for power drove her
That's
to drive
exactly
him to become president.
Right.
And somehow the American people couldn't see it. And now look at him. He's a cadaver walking around, and he's still got 4 more months in the White House. You ought to be just, I mean, everybody ought to be just going, oh, my God. And yet that's what's going on in Washington, D.C. And it's amazing to me because Kamala Harris knew that he wasn't all there at least 3 years
sure
ago
she
herself.
Did. Oh, of course they did.
She had to know because he simply can't finish the sentence. He doesn't know what day of the week it is. I mean, I can go on and on and on, and yet
here's the problem, Frosty. I knew the game was over when Americans accepted the fraud 2020 election and allowed Biden and Harris to occupy the White House.
Mm-hmm.
When that went through and people just, well, that's what we got, I knew it was over, and that was the last straw, and it's gotten only worse.
Yep.
There's no impeachment underway for Biden. There's no 25th Amendment to remove the guy. Nothing. Nobody's talking about that now.
So, yeah, I'm sorry to have to report all of this, but as an American citizen, I have to say that we face a very sobering society because we, the American people, from the bottom up, did not do our job. We did not vet people like a Barack Obama. We still don't know what his real birth certificate is and where he was born. We know that he has a fraudulent Social Security number from Connecticut. I think it's 042, starts out 042, a state that he was never in. But, of course, nobody covers him up. And you remember the burning, the stealing of $200 million worth of EBT cards there in Minneapolis by the Somalians? As dumb as they are, they were smart to steal by EBT card fraud. Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, didn't want to prosecute them. None of them got prosecuted.
No,
why?
Nothing ever happened.
Because he didn't want to appear racist.
Yeah, right.
That was his...
I think he was just following directions more than that.
However... So, yeah.
It's grim. We got how many
it's
days,
grim.
Frosty? 50 more days until
the
so-called
days.
Election? All right. No. Not good. Not good, and nothing is going to come of any talk. Talk's cheap. They should have gotten rid of Biden at least 2 years ago with obvious reason. 25th Amendment, the guy's not competent. We knew that. Everybody knew that. But when he went into the White House under that fraud election, I knew that Americans were no longer going to push back, and they haven't. They've done nothing, much to our shame. If we don't protect it, we lose it. and we've lost it. I don't know how you're going to get it back. How do we get it back, Frosty? There's no mechanism I can think of that would work. You can't go to the ballot box. Forget that. That's over. That's been proven. It's all rigged. And we're basically a captive audience of a communist regime that's running the show through the media. It's the same people on the media that are running the banks and running everything else. They know. They know how to do it. All right, final comment, my friend, and then you go get some rest here.
If there's anything possible, every American, every Canadian should be up in arms, should be calling their two senators, their two House members. They should be calling, getting on Facebook. They should be getting on social media, screaming at people like Scott Simon, screaming at Lester Holt, literally telling these people that you demand that they serve the U.S. Constitution, demand that we have laws that are followed, that we have a country that abides by the laws. We need total deportations of all these illegals. We want our English language back, and we don't want another 100 million people in this country. Especially, we don't want another 100 million. But if we get 4 million per year times the next 25 years, that's 100 million more people. We don't want 100 million more people in our country.
No, it won't last that long. If Trump actually means what he says, which we doubt, frankly, I don't think he does, he didn't do anything for 4 years when he had the chance. He could have gone down in history as one of the greatest American presidents. He didn't do it. Now he's saying again, he said it in the so-called debate, I'm going to deport every one of these illegals. I don't think so. No. Talk's cheap. We'll have to wait and see. But it may be what's getting him even in worse trouble with the communists. If they think that he's actually going to try that, that may be one of the motives that they're using to try to remove him. I don't know. We'll see. Frosty, thank you very much for everything. Keep well. Talk soon.
Thank you so much. And just, again, God bless America. But in order to God bless America, you better get your butt in gear and take action at the personal level, at the local level, at the state level, and at the national level. I mean, we're in serious trouble, and we need to take action.
Very good. Okay, Frosty. Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Take care.
Good night.
All right. There's hour number one. We'll be back with Mitchell Henderson in just a few minutes. Get his view on this craziness that has really, I think, spread worldwide. It's kind of, nothing's the same anymore. Be right back with Mitch.